Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on your home note, your own resonant frequency. When you are resonating in your own vibration at your own rate, then everything falls into alignment. We're going to talk about that home note today. Some call the soul note, sometimes a signature frequency, that note of where you are naturally. And our intention is that everybody might find that home note for themselves and be totally themselves in their own vibration. So before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got the semester just started a couple of weeks ago. You could still possibly jump in. Next semester is actually our summer intensive, which starts June 14th to the 25th. And that's 10 days. That's half of the certificate program. It's and then the other half is in August, August 6th to the 16th. And you can do half of it. It's immersive, so it's 10 a.m. to 9:30 every day. So you get in the zone and don't ever come back. So that's our next first semester. And then you can continue into the degree program in September if you wanted to continue here, or you could continue online. Some people do just the first half of the summer intensive, and then they do the rest online, because the first half are the classes that are best done live with, you know, here at the school. What a lot of people are doing also is you could actually take the Sound Healing online certificate program, and then at that point, the summer intensive, if you wanted to come for some of those classes or the whole June program, 14th to the 25th, that would only be $200 extra. So we do have lodging. You can stay at the school. We don't have any beds or a kitchen. We have a little bit of a kitchen, actually. We don't have any showers, but there's YMCAs and gyms nearby where you can shower, and it's only $200 for the whole 10 days. So that's, again, starting June 4th to the 25th, and if you pay in full by February 15th, you can get $200 off. Or if you do the whole summer intensive, you get $400 off. So that's coming up. We also have the same program online, and that's starting February 18th or 21st. Let's see. Here it is. So you could start February 18th or 21st are the next start times. We have ongoing enrollment, so you can start about every 2 weeks for the online certificate program. And it works really well. We actually do toning, chanting, and mantras today. We did a whole class on binaural beats. It's really, really effective. And if you can't make it out here to do the classes here at the Institute. And we do have the entire associate degree online, so you can actually continue into the associate degree. It takes about 2 years if you do it at the with the live instructors. It's kind of like a Skype call, and you can see our screen. Sometimes we'll pull up webcams. Also, you can do the whole degree program. The degree program is 2 years. And the certificate program is about 4.5 to 5 months, depending on holidays. And so that's coming up. We also have our audio recording program, where you learn all about how to run Pro Tools and also work with recording and mixing and producing, all from a sound healing perspective. So you learn about binaural beats and using frequencies based on chakras and how different effects affect you physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. It's really an amazing program. I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio called The Art of Mixing, and also wrote the book, the main book on producing, besides writing the main book on sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. So it's a good combination if you're interested in audio recording at all. And that is starting online probably about February 28th as we're looking to start it at the online. Or at the Institute, we have the Summer Intensive, which is, let's see, it's July 3rd to August 2nd. And it's about 4 days a week for 4 weeks. And again, that teaches you how to record, produce, and mix. And also work with some keyboards and such. Okay. So that's happening. We also have our open house coming up Sunday, February 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of heart-opening sound meditations, and we put people on sound tables and sound lounges all day long and vibrate you into bliss. It's an amazing time, 5 hours, and everybody wants to stay longer. So that's free on Sunday, February 26th. We also have our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat coming up that we do every year at Stewart Mineral Springs in Mount Shasta. It's on a beautiful river. It's Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th. And on the 17th, we actually go up on the mountain. And right now, it's only $128 for the 2 days until February 15th. Lodging is extra, though. And it's just beautiful, incredible place. And we get into the zone with all the Lemurians up there. Let's see what else. We also have an online special second semester online classes. We've got a Tuning Fork Master Class coming up with Randy Masters starting this Monday for 5 Mondays. And that's only $200. And it's, again, it's online. And we also have a voice freeing the voice with devotion and chants and mantras with Lakshmi Devi. And that's coming up starting this Wednesday. We also have a physics of sound class. We have a class on cosmic creation of sound based on Bhagavad Yoga from India, and a history of music from a sound healing perspective with Randy Masters. So you can give me a call if you're interested at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can just go online at soundhealingcenter.com and see all the information for any of this. We, of course, do have our Sound Healing Therapy Center. You can come in for a treatment. You can get a combination treatment with crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, sound table, and voice. Or you can just do any one of those individually. You can also get a massage on the sound table. We can also find your soul note that we'll be talking about today. We can also find your soul note online as well. We can, as long as you have Skype and you can pull up a webcam, we can look at you and see what frequency, what note you are, and then send you a CD in that key. We also do voice analysis here and online where we can find out what frequencies are missing in your voice as well. All of that's at soundtherapycenter.com, although you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. And then we also have our store online with soundoflove.com. We've got my books and CDs. We've got about 60 CDs, sound healing music. We have CDs that you can put on the body that are frequencies to be played right on issues, so you don't listen to them. You just wrap the headphones around the part of the body that's got the problem. We also have sound tables and sound lounges, the most profound thing in the field, really, I think. And also full range of crystal and Tibetan bowls to choose from, and tons of other sound healing instruments and technologies. That's soundoflove.com. And I think that's about it. Yep. Okay. So Today we're talking about finding your home note. You know, every song has a key. Every song has a home note. And the home note, which is the key of that song, the definition of it is where you're at rest, where you're at peace. It's like, da-dum, da-dum, dum, right? You get to that home note and you're at rest. It's like where you don't need to do anything else. It's not like a note where it's not at rest. It's a note where you're at rest. It's a note that sounds like the final note. And it's a really important aspect of being a human is this home note. We are addicted to home notes. Whether it's the home note of a song, which is the key of the song, or the home note of a sound. Every sound has a fundamental frequency that all the harmonics, which are the higher frequencies in the sound, are based on. Everything in the universe, just about, probably not even just about, has a natural resonant frequency that it likes to vibrate at. But often there's other frequencies that help make up the complexity of whatever something is, whether it's a sound or a physical object. But even though there's higher frequencies, there's always a home note, which is there's always a fundamental. For example, your heart has a fundamental frequency, even though there's tons of other frequencies, all the different muscles and blood and nerves and everything in your heart has a different frequency. But there's one main home note that it's all based on. So it's like the whole universe of vibration is all comes down to the home note, the fundamental, the root note or key of the song. For a song to not have a key, it would have to be complete chaos. Just about all songs have keys unless they're totally chaotic. Jazz songs sometimes float between different two keys, but most songs, the key is really obvious. And you can actually find the home note of the key of a song just by toning along with it until you find a note that sounds good through the whole song. Some notes will sound good on only certain chords, but there's one note that will sound good through the whole song, and that's the home note. And it's where you're at rest. Now, that's not necessarily your home note, of course. However, we are a symphony of frequencies. Every organ's a frequency. Every cell is a frequency. There's research that shows if you find the resonant frequency of a cell, it triggers the cell's metabolism and brings it back into health because it starts getting it humming instead of buzzing. It's all about, every part of the body is an actual note that it has its own home note that it vibrates. So technically, we have to have one main home note because if we got a bunch of frequencies working together and flowing through our whole body, you know, things flow through your nervous system, through your digestive system, there's a whole flow. There's got to be a home note because we are not chaos. We are a musical symphony, so we have to have a home note. There's no two ways about it. Mathematically, if you add up all those frequencies, you could figure it out technically what our home note is. We've got to have one. The only thing we know about our human system is we are not chaos. If our system was completely chaotic, we'd be dead. So that's what we're looking for when we're looking for your home note, is where you're at rest, where you're at peace, where you are centered, grounded, and still. It's interesting. A lot of people, I realize, and I used to not know myself, but a lot of people don't know where home is. Do you know where home is? Do you know when you're off on your own vibration? It's really important to really become aware when you're totally in your own vibration, totally clear, to know where home is, so you know where you're trying to get back to when you get a little distracted by the craziness of this world, or you get a little distracted by other people, or pains, or emotions, or money issues, or mostly relationship issues are the things that probably draw us away from our own vibration. It's really critical to get to know that vibration. One avenue is to get to know it by frequency or note. What we do here is we do an assessment where we'll actually play each of the 12 notes and look for which note is the most peaceful and the most calm. We're not toning, we're not making anything out loud. We're just playing it and feeling which note feels the most calming. When I do this, we're not looking for anything that's activating or even opens your heart. We're just looking for where you're at peace. You know, the first thing you see when you see somebody is how scattered or stable they are. Right? I mean, we all see it. Somebody's been drinking coffee, their eyes are darting all around. It's like they're not very stable at all. Whereas spiritual leaders are quite still and stable. And we often go to sit with them in order to absorb that stability. We go to satsang to be able to take on that stable vibration. It's interesting to note, whenever you see anybody, how stable or consistent is their vibration and how scattered is it? It's interesting to note also in yourself, number one question to find out whether you're at home is how scattered and how stable are you? I've been feeling really scattered. I guess it's all relative. A lot of people would say, Dave, you're really calm, right? But the last 3 or 4 days, I've felt quite scattered. It's like it's been even hard to think. Although I'm kind of getting over a partial cold. I never really got the whole thing, but it's that kind of made me a little scattered and a lot of like emotional relationship stuff, right? You know what I'm talking about. So it's really, although last night I didn't feel scattered at all. So it's really, that's the first thing you see. The second thing we see when you see somebody is how fast they move. Some people are really fast people. Some are really slow. And there's no judgment to this at all. We're not talking about slow or fast, you know, as far as smarts. We're talking about metabolism. We're talking about basically how fast is your heart rate? How fast is your brainwave rate? And you can see it. Some people are they talk fast, they're really cruising. And when somebody's fast, they can be either scattered or they can be stable. Somebody that moves really slow and talks really slow can be scattered or stable. So there's no judgment at all to this fast or slow part. Whenever I see anybody, in fact, I think whenever anybody sees anybody, you can always tell whether they're faster than you or slower than you. I bet you if you just checked it out, you would be able to tell. It's pretty easy. When I ask in class, I'll have a group, like a whole group of 20 or 30 people in class, and I'll say, who's the fastest here? And everybody just points at the fastest person. Who's the slowest? And the slowest is really obvious as well. So there are different rhythms in us, and those main rhythms are the heart and the brain waves. There's a cranial sacral rhythm. It's a rhythm of how fast we walk. I think that's even tied to our main rhythm. I bet you if we measured the timing of different gaits, that we could actually figure out your note. But the main thing I wanted to point out is that every rhythm is a note. Every rhythm is an actual note. So if I have a note of like C and I go, ooh, and I cut it in half, ooh, and cut it in half, ooh, and cut it in half, ooh, 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 and cut it in half so that we go down octave by octave. Finally, it will turn into a rhythm. When we go from the lowest note we can hear, it turns into a rhythm. Whoa, 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 whoa. So even if you have a rhythm, you can double it. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no. Rhythms are just slowed down frequencies. So every rhythm is an actual note. What that means is you walk in a certain key. The average of your heart rate is a certain note. The average of your brainwave rate is a certain note. So what we're talking about here is just finding that natural note where you're at rest. Because when you're at rest, lots of stuff happens. First of all, every organ goes into alignment. Every organ, every part of the body starts healing at its best rate. When you're at rest, it's the ideal state for healing. But it's even more than that. It's also the ideal state to access higher states of consciousness. It's the best state to be in to be creative. If you want to be creative, go to a still point. Creativity mostly comes out of stillness. Occasionally it comes out of diversity, but it's mostly out of stillness is where creativity comes. Because stillness in that home, place of home, is also a portal to other dimensions. It's a portal to a state of oneness. When you're at home, you're just a step away from being one with everybody in the universe. And it just feels good. It feels good. You know, some people like excitement and they don't want to be bored. When you really tune into that peace of the home note, there is nothing more exciting in the world. It is so profoundly effective. It's just waves of energy overcome me when I'm in that place of stillness. And ultimately, the portal to universal love often opens up in that place. I want to play a song that we use. This is the song that after we find your home note, I send this song out to you in your key. This one is in the key of C, but it's all about the stability, because really what we're talking about is getting you back to stability instead of scatteredness. So let's listen to Awakening and just tune in to the stability of this key of this song. is what we're talking about. It's the whole deal. That song brings you to the home note. Not to your home note, though, unless you happen to be C. So when you go to a home note in a song, and especially when the song ends on that home note, it leaves you in that place of stillness. Or when you play a crystal bowl, if you play one crystal bowl, it's always the home note. Not yours, but it's the home note of the song when you play one crystal bowl. If you play more than one crystal bowl, one of them's going to be the home note. And so it leaves you in this really beautiful place of stillness, especially when you have a slow fade at the end. But when it's yours, it's really profound. Now it's leaving you in that place of stillness of you. And what's really cool is when you, over time, play that CD or bowl or whatever it is to remember your note, then you get it inside. First, you get the stability inside. But second, you are able to remember that note whenever you need to pull it up to access that place of peace in you, where you're at home. What's really cool is when you, and it's tricky, is when you can actually access that home note in the midst of a challenge or a conflict. That's really cool. Because ultimately, what you want to do is you want to get, so you are in that home note, basically like you're humming it all the time. Now, when someone is really present in the moment, you can see their vibration. Their vibration naturally emanates. Their home note naturally emanates. It's like Eckhart Tolle. When he's, it's easy to hear his frequency because he's always in it. And he's not humming it. He's not consciously aware of his own home note. He's just being present, right? But until you get to the point where you can be 100% present every moment of your life, this is a really cool way, because the home note brings you back to that moment of presence where we're at right now, right after listening to that song. It's like, you know, the Dalai Lama. I can hear his note, because he's very present. So it's really cool when you learn your own home note. Now, if you're a musician, it's easier to learn the notes because you might know notes. You might be able to sing notes. If you're not a musician, it takes a while. It took me quite a few years before I could pull up my home note without having some reference to pull it up. No, but now I can access it whenever I need to. Most of the time, it's even challenges and conflict. Sometimes it's a little too much and I can't access it, depending on the stars and the astrology of that time. It could be pretty off, right? It's very cool. Now, I've come to believe that this home note is your soul note. I believe strongly that everybody has a frequency that is their soul. And in fact, the thing that makes you who you are is your particular frequency of your soul. That's the number one thing. That's your essence. And that frequency, that single frequency, is the core of your essence. It is your soul. And I believe it's the same from lifetime to lifetime. Alice Bailey says it's the same note from lifetime to lifetime in her writings. Also, when something changes frequency, if a cell changes frequency, it's a different type of cell. So if you were to change your soul note, you'd be a different soul. So it's the frequency that carries your essence from lifetime to lifetime. Although we are more than just a frequency, we are a combination of all of our experiences. Some of those kind of dissonant and chaotic, especially in relationships. Some of those very harmonious. And so we carry all that harmony or dissonance along with our soul, which is a note of perfection. I really don't believe that our soul needs healing. I believe our soul is perfect, that Source made us, our soul, a perfect. It's perfect in every way. It's only our personalities, our emotional and mental bodies, and our whole being, our whole humanness that needs healing. And it just simply needs a reconnection to the soul of that place where we're perfect in every way. And that's a lot of people talk about building the bridge called the Antahkarana back to that soul frequency where you get all information, because the soul frequency is also connected to all other frequencies in the universe. The soul is one with everything in the universe. That's why you can get all information from your soul. So that means you could actually use your soul frequency as a way to access your soul purpose and every all information in the universe. I assume that your soul frequency is that note in you where you're at peace that we've been talking about. Unless God is messing with it, with us. I mean, wouldn't it be a bummer if your soul note was some like really weird note that was not even, did not even feel comfortable? It just wouldn't make sense to me. It just makes sense that the soul note, which is ultimate stillness when you're connected to God and Source and oneness, it would just make sense that that is the note of peace, the note that seems the most peaceful to you when you listen to it out of the 12 notes. So that's very cool, not only to get you back to home, but get you back to your soul. Now, Alice Bailey actually talks about other frequencies that are different from lifetime to lifetime. Alice Bailey says there are frequencies that of your, there's a frequency of your physical body that you have for this lifetime. There's a frequency of your mental body, your emotional body, and your personality. And in the books by Benjamin Cram, he actually shows those five notes, or they call them rays, which are associated with notes. He shows those five notes for every famous person that's ever lived, including the soul note. That's really interesting, because what that means is not only do we have the main soul note that everything else is based on, but we have these other four frequencies that create this really complex five-note chord. That's really interesting. We are a five-note chord, right? Some people have a little. In the second semester, we actually find that chord for all of our students. Some people have more dissonant chords, and some people have more harmonious chords. And you can see, it's interesting how that chord seems to fit the person's whole being. You know, you can see the people that are dealing with a dissonant chord of themselves. They're a little more, got a little more going on, a little more transformation happening too, right? So that's, I believe, is your soul note as well. I've also come to believe that that soul note and that home note is the root note of your chakras. It's your root chakra note. I believe that everybody's got a different home note for their root chakra, and that is your home note. And the reason I believe that is because, again, all vibration, especially all sound, starts with a fundamental note or frequency. And all the other frequencies are based on that, and they go up from that fundamental frequency. It's the harmonic structure of sound that all sounds are based on. And that's also not only in sound, it's in other vibrational realms as well. So it just would make sense that the fundamental of your chakras, which is the base note, would be the fundamental note of which all the others are based on, which would fit perfectly in the home note of you. So the home note of you is your root chakra, and all the other chakras go up from that. It really just makes sense because that's the way nature has made everything else. Why would not nature not make us like that, since we are vibrational beings? So I think of this home note as your root chakra. So I've got a song where I've actually go through each of the chakras, but I don't change notes. I stay on the same note for each chakra, and I go up octave by octave, bit by bit. So let's listen to it. Each chakra is about 1 minute in this song. So tune into the stability again from this home note. It's interesting. Let me put it this way. When someone is really stable in their home note, even if it's not your note, we often take on that stability. So, because that's the most important part. So listen for the stability in this song and take it on into your home note, Chakra Star. Yeah. Nice. You know, one of the coolest things, one of the best things to get you back to your home note is nature. And the reason nature works so well, one reason I should say, mostly because it's intelligent, is that it uses a lot of white noise. White noise like wind and rain and ocean and rivers are often white noise. White noise is no frequency, and it breaks up all those frequencies that keep us from naturally going back to our own frequency. And so also even all the animals in nature, they're really kind of just making sounds to help us bring us back to ourselves. So I want to end with this last song, which is called Creative Spirit, which is all about the sounds of nature. Okay, let's listen to that and tune in to the energy of nature to bring you back home. Just imagine being in this place of complete stillness, present, ready for anything that happens. No matter what challenge or conflict comes up, you're in complete stillness and peace. Just imagine. That's our intention for you. Hold that intention for yourself, at least through the evening and the rest of the weekend, through the rest of the week. Be at home for months to come. Imagine years to come, and even lifetimes, at peace. Take care.